Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Pointing at you, Guru. I'm disappointed in Jessica for calling saying
that diehard.
No, man, I'm rooting for my kid. I'm rocking my kid's gear, his jersey.
What part don't you get? We're rooting for the kid.
No, I'm rooting for the team and the kid.
I can't just erase the years that I have invested in something.
Sorry.
406.
Millennial.
406. Do all owners work 12 hours a day, 10, even 8? Get out of here. Okay, 406. Let me just ask you a simple question. Who works harder as an owner, Joe Lacob or Michael Jordan? Exactly.
We don't have
proof.
It's
not even close. Okay,
we don't have proof.
Oh,
that's
please.
True.
He's got Steph Curry and who does it?
Right. Is Joe Lacob at every practice?
So you're saying Michael Jordan cares as much about the Hornets Lacob cares about the Warriors?
No.
He's sitting courtside next to the players.
Please.
He sits next to the players. He practices. Yeah, I don't know if Joe Lacob's at practice.
Mike's making it rough because he ain't had not one good year, you know? They made the playoffs a few years.
How do you make the playoffs twice in 9 years when half the teams make the playoffs? I mean, that's called Chris Cohan.
I'm going, JD, that's the problem.
I mean, I'm just saying.
And then you got people around you, so he's not just failing.
He's failing.
Invested.
He's the owner.
You don't even know how to go hire somebody that could make the right to tell you to make the right.
They've tried to make
Jerry
moves.
Jones gave it to his son. Hey, slap me in the face when we need to. When I want to spend this money, Mike can't even find that guy.
He also doesn't spend money. He doesn't pay for players.
Well, he did. He gave Nicholas Batum that fat max contract.
That worked. He shouldn't have given Kemba. Right. Like, I don't mind. He didn't give Kemba Walker money, but he does not, in general, pay his players. Like owners that care more than him.
And to think, who's the point guard now from Boston is the
Kemba
answer?
Walker.
No, the one that he's on.
Oh, Terry Rozier.
Yeah, to think that that's who you're going to get. That's how you're going to replace him if you don't want to pay Kemba. That's bad, Steiny.
Let's go to Steve in Alameda. What's up, Steve?
Hey, Steiny. Now that the Warriors, they're not doing so well this year. They're going to do better. But are we going to get a reprise of that classic, it's sad. It's sad, you know, from the old days.
Wow. You can do it now if you want to.
I don't know, Steve. I'm not sure. I haven't thought about it. I appreciate you remembering that.
He did a good one.
I can't even remember why I said that.
The record?
I think it was because they were tanking, actually.
Oh.
Which is what landed them back in business. Big J against Big J's in Oakland. What's up, Big J?
Hey, guys, so I can relate to Saquon Barkley's dad. My son played D1 soccer for University of Washington, and
all right.
He came to play Cal. And they played the game Cal, which I'm a graduate of, and I just had to wear my Cal colors, even though I sat in University of Washington's section and cheered for my son.
Wow.
That's fair. Fair.
That depresses
me. If my
me.
Son was on a baseball team going up against the Pirates, I want him to go 4-for-4 and lose 10-9.
What happens if they're playing in the ALCS and American League Championship Series? Your son is playing
for
the A's and the Astros.
I'm rooting for my son to get the experience of being a champ. So, you know what?
What'd you think of Eric Paschal last night?
He's still showing signs that he's the best on the team right now, the best rookie. But there were some, I don't want to say warts, Bonte, but he did some stuff to where they had to remind the youngster, you ain't all the way fully. You got some growing to do going to the rack,
going
to the goal. Yeah, so Paschal was not the reason they lost. He still just at times is breathtaking in regard to he knows how to use that big body. He's got a big butt. And he's got that girth, and he knows how to use it. And he was getting elevation on those three-pointers.
I'm laughing at the guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a little worried about his three-point shot.
But he's taking them, though.
2-for-4 last night? 2-for-4?
50%.
How about Jordan Poole? That's the guy we should be worried about.
You want a guy taking him even if he's not a good three-pointer?
No,
don't you hear Guru every day?
He's taking him.
He's taking him by default. When the guys are back, the real ones, he'll get in too short where he fits in. He won't be. Right now, he's the king of the court.
How many times has Guru come in here saying, I know I struggled at the tournament, but I took 9 shots?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, come on. It's Guru. What do you expect?
No, Snotty knows it's you got to get credit to create a shot. Everybody can't create a shot.
Oh. And Daryl the Guru Johnson with the air ball.
Snotty, he gives himself credit for going 2-for-11 in the Warriors World Tournament. He gives himself credit for almost starting a riot.
Play the one where I went with force.
Yeah, you bricked it. We got video.
It hit the rim.
They had to take the video down because he got
at least he's taking them.
Daryl the Guru Johnson, I tell you, he's got some force going in there, but misses the layup.
Finishing at the basket has been the problem.
I'm saying, man.
I want to risk the mic.
Like Jordan Poole went 2-for-11 yesterday. And you know what Guru says? It takes some skill to get off 11 shots.
Oh, no, that's who you need to be. Snotty, listen to what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
Pascal has showed you with the right guys around him, he won't be having the reign he has now. I'm excited what he's shown me. The 2-for-4 or the 3-point shot, that may even go away in its entirety when the guys come back. But Jordan Poole is who you need to be worried about. Sometimes you can learn how to dance and you can learn how to do some things. Some things you can't. And shooting may not be his forte.
Oh, that's a problem.
And Anthony Slater has a great the stats on rookies. Shooting as much as Jordan Poole standing, and I don't know. Oh, he'll come around. I don't know if it's going to happen for him. That's who you need to be worried about. So with Pascal.
First of all, I don't worry. I'm not worried about anybody.
Okay, well.
I'm worried about myself.
And the kids.
Oh, wow. I'm worried about myself. I'm not even worried about the kids anymore. Not even my kids.
Damn.
I don't care about my kids right now.
Wow.
That
the
reminds
kids?
Me somebody's going to have to pick them up from school because I ain't doing it.
Wow.
I'm not going to be
put them right on the table, Steiny. No wonder you don't like kids.
Exactly.
Hey, to the little Steinies out there, I don't know you, but stop giving Pops a hard time out there.
Yeah.
He ain't picking you up from school.
Elaborate on why you would be, just real quick, about Pascal.
First of all, I like Pascal.
I love him.
I just don't think he's going to be a great three-point shooter because of his form.
And I guess what I'm saying is they're not going to need him to be when the band's back.
He's got a big butt.
You know what I'm saying, Scott?
Yeah, I disagree with that, too. They're
what about Poole? Would you be concerned about him moving forward? I mean, man.
I mean, again, we're talking about a late first-round pick. So the question is, what kind of player were you expecting? If you're expecting a star, then I'd be worried about him. If you're expecting somebody to crack the rotation in a couple years, then I would not be worried about him because it's still very early in his career. Pascal clearly is benefiting from playing 4 years of college.
Mm.
He's obviously got a good feel for the game. You know, I was talking to Kerry Keating, former Santa Clara coach, yesterday. He said the one problem Pascal had years back was he was out of shape. And he's gotten into really good shape now, and you can kind of see it because he's springy.
He's got a big butt.
I think he's definitely a rotation player. I just don't know if he's a starter or where he's gonna he's eventually going to be. That I do not know.
And how about this? Not to cut you off. I think playing with Steph, Clay, and Dre, when it does manifest, is gonna make him only better.
And who would it make worse?
A guy that needed to be the man to have volume to produce. And if you take shots, these three-point shots that are coming wide open all day, he's not going to shoot like it. He may not even get the minute usage that he's going to get. But he's fundamentally
so
sound.
So he does other things.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. The things that Draymond intangibles.
He doesn't get assists.
No, he doesn't
pass the ball.
Well, you know who he's passing to? You watching games?
Well, the rebounding.
Still got to play the right way.
Rebounding.
That's an area he can improve on.
I mean, Jordan Poole's the guy I'm concerned about. But, I mean, rookies do start slow, especially when it comes to shooting and two guards. We've seen two guards and
he's letting them fly.
But, I mean, Slater had the stat yesterday, Anthony Slater, our 95.7 Game Insider, 22 of 85 overall, 8 of 40 on twos. That's rough.
And there's only one other rookie with a work. Yeah, go ahead.
He's taking bad shots, too. That's the thing. He's forcing shots up there. He's got to get better shots.
408 says Steph started off shooting poorly as a rookie. Poole's 20 years old. He's rushing everything. He does it and will slow down for him, and he's asked to take on more responsibility. I'm not worried about Poole at this point.
Hmm.
I mean, 7-8 games. Pascal or Kyle Kuzma?
Stop. Who did that?
Oh, yeah. That's from the text.
Yeah, I know.
Wait, somebody said, yeah.
What to say?
On,
read it,
let's
B.
Just move on.
You want to read it.
Pascal or Kyle Kuzma, man.
Yeah. He just said that.
Yeah, I know. Oh. I just the dude texted like four straight times. Yeah. We got
that's
the
why
text,
we
buddy.
Read it.
No, I thought, I think we're going to see a lot of games like last night with the Warriors. I thought they were pretty encouraging, to tell you the truth. I think, you know, you guys came in and said, they played hard. They better play hard. Oh, they got nine guys on that team that weren't even around last year when they were playing the Rockets in the Western Conference Finals.
I feel like I'm betraying D'Lo, but when he comes back, a guy that I like watching and running the team is Bowman. And I read the article this morning, you know, his minutes will be affected by D'Lo coming back. And I'm looking like I was all in on D'Lo, and now I'm kind of melancholy that we won't see that much of Bowman.
Kai Bowman.
Yeah, I like
you're
his.
You're easily swaying.
He passes
swaying
the
goo.
Ball, though. He passes the ball and runs the teams, Donnie. There's score-first point guards. And the older I'm getting and the more I'm watching hoop, that used to be me. I like the Doc Rivers type of point guard.
I don't know what that means.
Distribute first and
Doc
score.
Rivers distributed first?
Yeah.
Did he?
The older Doc Rivers, Glenn Doc Rivers.
He's got a big butt.
You're not telling me Glenn Doc Rivers, in your estimation, was a ball hog.
I'm not saying he was a ball hog. When I think of past first guards, I think of guys like John Stockton and players like that.
I could have used John.
But John's not the same kind of guard as Doc Rivers. I don't think.
The whole point of the point guard thing was passing the ball first and running the team.
Calm down, guys. Remember, Clay's rookie year, he can't even make a layup, so relax on Jordan Poole. That's a good point. Clay played every game.
I don't remember him not being. You
they called
that?
Him Clay-ups. Don't you remember that? You really couldn't.
Come on. Clay-ups. Was that a thing?
I didn't just make it up. Yeah, remember, he really, really struggled to finish at the basket, Clay Thompson.
Well, he's overcome that.
Yeah, no doubt about it. No doubt about it. Stein, you don't think D'Lo can adapt his game to the Warriors' offense? All right, you're going to think I'm a jerk. What is the Warriors' offense right now?
Well, starting tomorrow, it'll be D'Lo and ISO.
Okay. Well, then, yeah, I think he can adjust.
He's so harsh on D'Lo 7 games into the season.
I'm not harsh.
Man, what's happening? You really, where's the flipper, man?
I'm enjoying watching the Warriors.
It's unbelievable.
Did you not say you were impressed with Bowman? Did you not say that?
Doesn't mean you should give him 40 minutes. The guy's an undrafted rookie for a reason,
so
man.
How's Russell
did
being
you
see
in him get cooked last night?
Kai Bowman? And Russell ain't got cooked.
But come on, you're flipping on. You're already cold and soury. Got Russell 7-8 games into the season.
So I'm asking you as a friend, how would you assess Russell when he has been on the court?
It's going to take him time to get used to this motion offense.
Not very good.
And that's what he's holding on to. Thank you, Stoney.
We all said give him 20 games, right? Mm.
Well, damn.
And now he's going to have 20 games without Draymond and Steph Curry.
What's the argument with D'Angelo Russell?
I guess I was.
He just wants to see Kai Bowman. No, he's just. And I'm just thinking like, man,
saying I'm being too harsh on him.
Yeah,
on
D'Lo saying that he hasn't been.
Well,
awful.
It's just like he wants to see more of Kai Bowman, and it's like we're 7-8 games into the season.
Well,
and you were high on D'Lo.
In fairness, the guru, you tweeted out, "Oh, I can't wait to see Pascal and Smiley Geach."
Yeah, I was coming
really?
With
that.
I was yes, really? I can't wait to see Smiley Geach.
Thank you. Did you not see Smiley?
Did you not see Smiley Geach?
We're talking about Bowman.
19 years old, 20 years old. He's 6'9". He can handle the rock. Because when I was watching the game last night, the reason what spurred that tweet was I'm just thinking like the Warriors. No matter what happens with Steph and Clay. They need size inside. Mm. They need a guy for the first time in a long time to get him an easy bucket. And is Smiley Geach that guy? Hell, I don't know. He may not be that guy.
He's got a big butt.
I don't know if he has a big butt. I haven't looked at his butt like that.
I was talking about Pascal.
Yeah, I haven't looked at Pascal's butt like that. But I just when I was watching the Warriors yesterday and just envisioning Steph and Clay back and Draymond, they need a guy, Steiny, who can go get him an easy bucket in the paint. And right now they don't have that.
I thought Willie Cauley-Stein was that. If it ain't a lob, he ain't your guy.
By the way, Cully Stein, he looks slower than Zaza. Like, he was moving in mud yesterday. What? Is that the real Willie Cully Stein? Is that who
no,
he is?
He can be better. He needs that.
My Lord, Steiny, he can't move.
Yeah. I don't get me started on Willie Cully
Stein.
He's got a big butt.
Well, he doesn't.
He doesn't have a big butt.
He doesn't.
I expected him to eat more now that the other guys weren't there.
Well, he was coming onto a championship culture, so they were going to make him into a great player. Right? Steiny's saying Kai Bowman over D'Lo. Is it? I never said Kai Bowman over D'Lo.
I'm not either.
Goodness gracious.
I guess what I was telling you, Bonte, is Bowman matches what the rest of the team is right now. And D'Lo is an all-star. And he's like,
He's too good for it? Yeah, and that's the problem.
I want to throw my paper. That is a problem. That's what I guess I'm saying.
Well, I mean, I got to tell
you. And I'm a D'Lo fan, Bonte. I'm not going in. They're not losing because of him. But tomorrow the ball will stick. And that's what I'm saying.
Would any other NBA roster have Kai Bowman on their 12-man active roster?
I mean, from what I've seen, that somebody made a mistake. ACC co-player of the year. I know it's early, B. I'm just telling you, dude looks like he belongs. I'm not saying he's an all-star.
So then I got three good point guards. So D'Lo is probably getting shipped out of town tomorrow.
He'll be back playing his boy.
See, you know
what? He dreams of playing with Cat. I don't like he came back against Minnesota.
You brought it up about D'Angelo Russell, and this is an assumption, but he signed here. He thought he was going to play with Steph and Clay and Draymond. He thought it was all going to be peachy keen. Now, all of a sudden, I have a feeling he's looking at the Warriors saying, this isn't what I signed up for. And I'm going to take a guess, and he might not be an Iron Man. Let's put it that way. That's the one thing I'm worried about with D'Angelo Russell.
Well, it's already started.
D'Angelo Russell just got paid. So he doesn't really have to prove anything. So if he's truly mature and he's playing with Pascal and Bowman and these young players, well, then you got. Show me you're a veteran. Show me something. Doesn't mean you have to go win games, but show me some leadership. I mean, if he's a mature player, then don't big time this team just because you didn't get to play with Curry. And I'm not saying he is, but.
And it's making his job more difficult, duh. You know, not playing with the chef and Looney.
But can he play with the chef?
Wow.
Like, can he mess with the chef in the style of play that the Warriors are trying to employ with this motion offense?
If everybody wasn't hurt, Bonte, we would have a pretty – we may not know because it's still early, but we would know and we'd be going towards something. Now the whole spaceship is in disarray. We're going that way. Looney's not there. Dre's not there. In essence, I almost feel sorry for D'Lo a bit. But you're right. He's got to leave.
27 this year. $27 billion
Financially, I'm not.
Yeah, don't feel sorry for him. He's got to adapt to the system, and I don't know if he can.
Do you feel sorry for Willie Cauley-Stein?
You see what happened?
I was a big fan when we were out there.
Did you see the report yesterday?
What's the difference?
The report from Real GM yesterday? They said that Willie Cauley-Stein turned down $9 million from the Charlotte Hornets. Michael Jordan.
Oh, wow, Willie.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. Michael Jordan.
Well, he was coming.
Oh, my gosh.
He was coming to be a part of this. I can't defend him, Jay. I'm just curious.
Why do you feel sorry for D'Angelo Russell but not for Willie Cauley-Stein? To me, they're the exact same.
Well, one, D'Angelo Russell is way more talented than Willie Cauley-Stein. Willie Cauley-Stein signed that deal and turned down, allegedly, that $9 million, knowing he was going to get to play 75 to 82 with Steph, Dre, Looney, and that has not been the case because of injuries have robbed him of that. So now Willie Cauley-Stein is out there like he was at open gym yesterday, and he ain't skilled to getting his own shot. He had to take a jumper one time, didn't look too bad, but I was thinking to myself, damn, he was going to be doing the pick and roll with Steph to where he would benefit from what the defense and the attention they were giving the other guys. He doesn't have that now. D'Lo still... I'm going to still go ISO and get mine. So, go ahead.
Well, that sounds like you should be feeling more sorry for Willie Cauley-Stein. Because at least D'Angelo Russell is going to get his shots up.
Dude, I don't.
Willie Cauley-Stein's going to get a ton of shots up.
Dude, Willie Cauley-Stein was
D'Angelo
talking about
Russell.
He was talking about DPOY.
You see when your boy met him at the rim? Capella does that to a few.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Sacramento Kings fans are texting me talking about, I told you.
It's early for that. You said 20 games.
20 games, but man, I didn't like what I saw from him yesterday. Sometimes you don't need 20 games for certain players.
All right, here's what's coming up on 95.7 The Game, brought to you by Ticket Crushers. Last call coming up next. And we got to figure out that question. Maybe it'll be about Saquon Barkley. Maybe it'll be about load management. But we're going to talk about one of those two things and give you the last word on it. And that's all sponsored by Ticket Crushers. Got a ticket, suspended license, DUI, don't pay. Let the attorneys at Ticket Crushers go to court for you and crush that ticket for as little as $149. Ticket Crushers knows how to win. Call 866-TICKET-HELP. That's 866-TICKET-HELP for a free consultation.
Now back to Bonte, Steiny, and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All righty, last call coming up in 10 minutes. Last call. Question I'm going to ask is this. If you are a San Francisco 49er fan and your son gets drafted by the Seattle Seahawks, are you wearing a Seattle Seahawks jersey or a 49ers jersey to Monday's game? Saquon Barkley's dad, a Jets fan, he's going to wear a Jets shirt to their game Sunday against the Giants. Of course, Saquon Barkley plays for the Giants. How deep does family loyalty run? How deep does fan loyalty run?
Blood is thicker than water.
Let's go to Dr. Pigskin. Dr. Pigskin in Nevada. What's up, man?
BSG. You guys are awesome as always. All right. For us Warrior fans, picture this. We have a bad year, real bad. We get one of the three balls, bottom, you know, things with our pick. We take James Wiseman from Memphis, 7'1", the only guy of the top 15 prospects coming out that's a big man.
Right.
Then we flip D'Lo. We flip D'Lo for Robert Covington. Now look at our team coming back. Steph, Clay, Draymond, Covington, Looney, Wiseman, Willie Cauley as the backup center. We'd be right back there in the fight.
Uh-oh. I mean, there's no doubt it's possible that the Warriors can right the ship by next year or in time for the start of next year. There's still a lot of things that are going to have to happen. And I think more is going to have to happen than just Curry, Clay, and Draymond are healthy. I think they're going to have to put some better players around those guys because they're going to be getting up there. The question is, who are you going to end up putting around them? That's a question. And the other thing about kid I want is give me Greg Anthony's son. I don't care how big he is.
He's a point guard.
He's a guy who was 34-something and something for Carolina last night.
Not saying he would be a good fit, but I'm on LaMelo Ball hard.
He's a point guard, too.
Yeah, that ain't – you're right.
Warriors don't need guards. They need bigs. And James Wiseman, Dr. Pitskin's right. Guy 7'1".
Maybe D'Lo can get you that big.
Oh, of course. Probably get you the best center in the league, right?
Probably get you Giannis.
Because, and you know.
That's real. We'll get to that.
Everybody wants to play for the Warriors. I'm with you when it comes to Giannis. I think the Warriors do have a shot. Because you know what?
There's an infatuation between both. Like, that's obvious already.
The same thing was said with Kevin Durant.
What if I told you I don't believe that for one second?
You would be the guy that I work with every day,
right.
Dave Vance.
Because I don't believe that for one second, that Giannis has some kind of secret crush on the Warriors.
They know what I mean.
Nobody said the Warriors had a shot at Kevin Durant.
And there you go. That's not true.
Oh, there was a lot of
talk about Durant. That's what Bogut got all upset about. Halfway through the last year, they were talking about Durant.
But 2 years
that came out after, though.
2 years prior to that, Danny LaRue had all the numbers in the Sporting News, and everybody laughed at Danny LaRue.
And he was saying about Durant.
He said the Warriors have the ability to get Kevin Durant. People scoffed at it. The consensus scoffed at it.
888-957-9570. Last call coming up in about 8 minutes. Saquon Barkley's dad is a Jets fan. The Jets play the Giants this weekend on Sunday. Saquon Barkley's dad is going to wear a Jets jersey, even though his son plays for the New York Giants. Is that cool? I don't know. I'm trying to think what I would do if I had a son who played. I'm trying to think.
I'm going to tell you.
A Celtics fan, he got drafted by the Lakers. I think I'm probably not wearing a jersey to that game. That's all.
Okay, what about kid betrayal? I grew up in a cowboy home, and I followed what my dad liked. I was loyal. I have two sons. One's a Seahawk fan. The other's a Niner. How can that be? How did I fail them? So if that's how they look at Pops, you make the league, I'll wear a hat and root for you, but I'm still sticking with my team.
It sounds like a dysfunctional family over there.
Now, that was – I didn't mean
to. That's probably a little
I'm
harsh.
Hurt.
I'm sorry. But bit, ain't no man. Way my Damn! Kid's going to be rooting for two different teams. Please.
So I you can't do it. Got no choice, right?
Maybe. I don't know, Guru.
If Richard Sherman wins his – here's hypothetical Thursday. If Richard Sherman wins a Super Bowl with the Niners, does he retire a Seahawk or 49?
Well, in the NFL, you just retire. Yeah. And you go to Niner the game. Game
but who
NFL
would he associate
player.
Himself with?
Oh, the Niners.
Seahawks.
That Niner game. He don't Seahawks. Like them.
He rocked with the Legion Dude. Of Boom.
He used to get Stay in home. With Carroll. Go for two or call a different play.
He go in as a Seahawk.
We got to ask him. Maybe if we went out there tomorrow?
I think we have a show.
No.
Maybe we could get him on.
Now, Richard that Sherman. Would be... Stein, you got that Rolodex.
I don't have Richard Sherman in my Rolodex.
And my man over here.
I don't have a Rolodex.
Either. Barry Gordy got E40 for us yesterday. You might have some action on Sherman. I'm
going
to make a couple calls. I know some folks over there.
Hey, Guru, says the 415. I hope you're not trying to say with a straight face that the Warriors or any stable franchise would truly draft LaMelo Ball and his circus of a dad. No solid NBA team wants that baggage. I don't know that.
I'm undefeated. I don't know that Lonzo,
I don't know that Lonzo Ball is in a circus right now.
Oh, he's definitely not. His dad's been neutered. I mean, he did it to himself. You don't hear anything about LeVar, and I think LeVar's act is up. Like, the second time around, he could the first take wouldn't have him.
No, or yeah, maybe the jig is up. The jig is up for LeVar Ball. After the big baller brand, yeah. You heard Lonzo say that we had to carry around two pair of shoes because they would rip apart after a half of basketball.
He's got a big butt.
I'm looking at the all-time cool. results from the Seahawks 49ers matchups over the years. And what did the losing streak hit? 10.
Damn. 10 games.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 10, 10 games before last the December. Last game they played.
Yeah, last December That's at Levi ownage. Stadium.
Well, the Niners That's what won the Lakers overtime. Basically did to the Clippers. I mean, the Warriors did to the Clippers after the Chris Paul.
Basically,
they got them both traded and off the team and blew it up.
Yeah, 10 straight losses to the Seahawks.
Damn, that's 5 years, man.
It was rough.
And
it
last year's rough. Win came...
In overtime.
At moments. Home. At yeah. home at Levi Stadium. So at least they won in Levi Stadium last year.
Was that Mullins,
26-23.
Huh? Mullins got the
in
dub?
Overtime. By the way, when's he taking over?
Got the dub.
When's he taking over for Garoppolo?
Should have asked Michael Silver.
Please, that last game, was that 12-14 on third down, man?
What if Garoppolo goes 12-27 this week, throws three picks? Will people start talking about Nick Mullins again?
No, you still have that game as the bar. But to answer your question, in this new society we're in with social
exactly.
media.
You know what somebody, time it is. Yeah.
I mean, in fairness, maybe we don't know that Silver was wrong. He just said Garoppolo was on a short leash. It's possible Garoppolo was on a short leash and now, just delivered.
No doubt.
I'm reading this. Barry Sanders' dad was a diehard Oklahoma fan and still rooted for OU when Barry went to Oklahoma State. All right, so there's precedent for this.
Well, he also told him, Barry Sanders, that his favorite running back was still, I believe, Jim Brown or something like that. Or
so
he was just
real,
like, yeah,
man.
You're not my real. See, I couldn't
you're
do that.
You're my favorite
man.
Player, son, but you're going up against a lifetime of.
But you know what? As a parent, I feel like if I'm lucky enough to have kids,
you will.
My kids are going to know, like, hey, this is a Niner household. You root for anybody else, it's just not acceptable.
It sounds good
the hell
now.
With the kids?
Yeah, it sounds good now, but then when. Kids nowadays will go, I want to root for who my parents
my niece,
don't want to root
my
for.
My niece, Nine-Nine, she's a Niner through and through because of me. Seven, 8 years old. She always says, Niner, bang, bang, Niner gang now. You got to raise them right.
Let's go to Badger Brian. Badger Brian is in Walnut Creek, and he's mad at somebody on the show.
Oh, no.
Hey, Badger.
Hey, buddies. Hey, listen, the ego some people have in this city to think that everybody in the NBA wants to play for the Golden State Warriors. I don't know how many times Giannis has denied that he's not interested in leaving Milwaukee. His family loves it there. He's from a relatively small city to begin with. What's wrong with Milwaukee? Why all this conjecture? It's starting all over again like KD. I am sick of it. It takes a huge ego to think that everybody in the world wants to play for the Golden State Warriors. And one other thing.
Yeah.
My son plays for the Maryland Terps.
Oh, nice.
Yes, Badger Brian attended a Maryland game, his mom's alma mater, by the way, and I had to wear my Badger colors. And my kid got a big kick out of it, so it was all good-natured.
That's cool.
And lastly, the only thing that I'm concerned about when it comes to load management is my grandchildren's diapers. Other than that, I'm sick of the whole thing.
All right, which nice. Thanks, Badger Brian. Appreciate it.
Nice. I know what he meant.
I guess he meant football. His son plays football at
the
Maryland.
Terrapins.
888-957-9570 is the number. Would you wear the jersey of the opponent that your son or daughter is playing on?
And you didn't answer. What would you do?
You know, Steiny's a fence hopper.
I wouldn't.
He sits on a fence. He'll just go in with the outfit he has on now.
I don't wear jerseys.
You're dealing with something,
sure.
though.
Would you wear like the team gear, a shirt?
Actually, that's not true. Let me think.
Would you be against it?
I would not wear the other team's jersey. I probably wouldn't wear anything, you know, any team's jersey.
Hat, shirt.
I doubt
it. And real quick, how I lost my kids is I forced them to watch the Cowboys.
And they stunk?
I should have let them. I forced them, and then they revolted.
See, I forced my siblings to watch the Niners, and it's ingrained in their culture now. It's bang,
I wish
bang,
I had it
again.
To do over again, but it hurts, man.
Wow.
All right, let's go ahead and do it.
All right, everybody, listen up. It's last call. Last call. Get your takes in and get them in fast. All right, guys, take it away.
All right. If one of your sons or daughters made it to the professional athletics league in football or basketball or baseball, would you still wear your favorite team's jersey?
Yep.
Even though your son or daughter wasn't on it? Let's go to Robert in Pittsburgh. Hey, Robert, what's going on, man?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Going well, man.
Honestly, from a personal trainer point of perspective, I've been a personal trainer for 5 years. It doesn't matter what team my son is with. I'm a diehard Niners fan. If I happen to go to his game and he got drafted to the Seahawks, I'd be like, well, shit, I'll hang your jersey up on the wall.
All right. So he would still wear the 49ers.
How about Vontae correcting me out loud?
Let's go, Juan. Let's keep it going, buddy. Juan, are you wearing... What jersey are you wearing? Your son's team or your team?
I'd always wear my favorite team's jersey, no matter what.
I'm disappointed in our society.
Even if it could affect the long-term relationship with your son or daughter. Coach P, whose jersey are you wearing?
Hello, gentlemen. Hope you guys can hear me.
Yeah.
My three kids with Guru, you got to give them the option. Either they live in the house or they go be a fan somewhere else pretty much. You know, so all my kids are regular A's, Warriors. And I've already told my children, especially my youngest, a 12-year-old, who thinks he's going to be a starting pitcher one day for the MLB. Hopefully it comes true. And I told him, basically, if you play the A's, I'm throwing on the A's hat. Love the show, guys. Let's go, Oakland. Go, yeah.
My question is, why don't you become a fan of the team where your son or daughter got drafted? That's my new team. You can
get a
new team. Frank and Tracy. Frank, what are you doing, Frank? What's going on?
Hey, fellas, thank you. I'm in Guru's shoes. My son, I'm a Cowboys fan. All my sons are Niners fans because of my wife. So I would still rep my team. My kids would call me a sellout if I was to root for that team. So they know I'm rooting for them, but I'm still repping my team. And I would get a custom jersey for my team and put my kid's name on it in hopes that they go to my team.
Thanks for the call. Let's go to 211. What's up, 211? How you doing, man?
What's up, man? What's going on? Hey, Guru, you failed as a parent, bud.
I know.
Failed.
Household.
Thank you.
Raider fans only. Hey, Thanksgiving, my niece and nephews come over and they're wearing another gear. They got to take it off, especially if it's minor gear. If my son got drafted by the Niners, I would have him hold out until the trade.
Oh, my God. You don't believe he'd take that check.
Oh, 211, yeah. 211.
Niners. Yeah.
Where's your allegiance, with your kid or with your team? Kyle in San Jose, where's your allegiance?
Hey, so I'm not saying you have to become a fan of your kid's new team, but when he's playing your team that particular week, you should definitely not wear your team jersey and wear his jersey to support him.
Yeah. I think that's fair. What about wearing the Jets jersey but rooting for the Giants?
Can't do it.
That's being real.
No, that's...
You can't fake love. Drake told you that.
Let's go to Nesker. Nesker's in the city. Nesker apparently has a dog in this fight. What's up, Nesker?
Hey, man, I've got the perfect scenario for you guys talking about. I was born and raised in San Francisco, grew up about a mile or so from Kezar, went to Niner games all the time, season ticket holder with the Niners in the 80s, saw the catch, Super Bowls, the whole thing. But my son actually has a job with the Seahawks organization, and it's a really good job. He went from the Raiders, he went to USC, now he's up in Seattle. And I'm 100% back him as a Seattle fan. It's hard to do, but you should have seen the look on my son's face when they won the Super Bowl. He was so happy, and it did so much for his career that you cannot not root for your kid.
Thanks, Nesker. Way to put it into perspective. Let's go to Dave. Dave's in Petaluma. Dave, who are you choosing, a jersey or your son?
Yeah, you know, I gotta go. I actually have on my wife's side of the family, they have a family member who played for the New York Giants. I hate the New York Giants, so I understand that. But it's a family member. But if you talk about your own kid, you can't not wear your kid's jersey. You gotta go with your kid.
That's
man.
What I think.
My kid gets drafted by the Raiders, and I'm yelling Raider Nation till I die, until my kid retires.
And I said I'd wear the jersey. It was when they played my favorite team.
It wouldn't matter.
Bobby in Los Altos. Is it a jersey or your kid? Who are you taking?
Of course your kid. I'm actually horrified by the answers that I'm hearing. Jersey over kid. Look, Snoop Dogg, I think he went from USC to UCLA once his kid got drafted. Or selected, I should say. So I got to say, all these people that are saying jersey, let's talk to them in whatever, 10 years when their kids on professional teams, see what they say. It's ridiculous.
Mark in San Rafael, last call. Your kid or a jersey?
A friend of mine grew up a Patriots fan, unfortunately, but his son, Jordan Richards, was drafted by the Patriots, which is wonderful. He was in heaven. When Jordan got traded to the Atlanta Falcons, what did Terry do? He, of course, wore an Atlanta Falcons jersey. The guy grew up a Patriots fan his whole life. Is he still a Patriots fan? Of course, but how can you not support your kid?
Let's finish up with our main man, Dre, in Central California. We know he's a big 49er fan. Are you wearing a 49er jersey or your son or daughter's jersey? What do you got, Dre?
I'm wearing my Niner jersey, brother, and my son was, he's not, unfortunately, but if he was good enough to get drafted, let's say, by the Dodgers,
yeah,
I might have to disown him.
Disown. I thought he said stone. I thought he said stone him. I was like, geez. You said disown. You know,
Jesus.
I've actually come around on this one.
And I got something for
you. If I had a favorite team and my son or daughter were on the other team, maybe I would wear my own favorite team, because you know why? Hell with the kids.
Well, there
hell
you go.
With the
title
kids.
Of the
hell
day
with
show.
The kids. That's what I think.
How about this
man,
one from
yeah.
the 6-5?
Oh, ragged,
this is
man.
Ruthless. Oscar De La Hoya's dad is still mad he beat up Julio Cesar Chavez. Jesus.
Oscar and his dad didn't have a great oh, relationship anyway.
Come on, man.
I'm looking at you two guys. You guys are like scaring me if I ever wanted to become a parent. You guys look. Kids are running y'all ragged,
no,
man.
No, they don't run me
look
ragged.
Look at you guys.
I'm mad at kids. I manage with fear. I'm Bobby Knight.
No,
I'm Joe Montana. James Evans Jr. from Good Time.
I'm Batman. I manage with passive aggressive.
Oh, yeah. I manage with fear.
Jeez.
Yeah. You're being a pessimist, and you know it.
Hey, where's he been? Rich A. Gordon.
Hey, little gurus and little Steinies, you want to hang out with Bonte, I'll hook y'all up, man.
That is whack.
Where can Raider fans find you guys tonight?
They're not going to find me anywhere but in my seat.
No, I'm going to be in the tailgate somewhere. Where's your buddy?
Liar! Not doing this game.
Oh, Steiny.
Not doing this game.
I will not be
in the media section.
I may. Tonight's going to be tough.
Just say no.
What do you mean?
Because you're acting like you're pondering. Maybe you might go out.
Guru's talking like he's going to the game.
Again, I went to Sunday.
Liar!
I went to the game Sunday against the Lions. Yeah. I don't know if I'm going to be able to make tonight's game.
How big of a game is this, though? This is a big game.
It's a big game. No doubt
huge.
A big game.
And we could have both teams in the Bay in the playoffs.
Why the Niners in the game?
You know what I think's a joke? That
Sky.
Everybody, it happens every year. Everybody writes off the Chargers, and it's too soon to write off the Chargers.
Yeah, they always make a rally and make
who
a run.
Who saw them dominate in Green Bay?
Nobody.
But the black hole, they've won, if I'm correct, 4 of the last 5 against the Raiders.
It's going to be a good one.
You guys are going to fact check it, but they got a streak.
I have nothing in front of me right now. I'm just assuming it's wrong.
Yeah, I'll hear about it by the time.
Wow.
Choosing teams over your over your flesh and blood, that's just plain stupidity.
It's when they play your favorite team, you're still rooting for the kid.
Yeah, I can't do that. I can't. That's wrong. That is wrong.
What's this guy?
That's wrong, man.
What now? What happened with De La Hoya?
He beat up, the boxer that was the
Julio
greatest.
Cesar Chavez.
And his dad loved Julio so much he got mad at his.
Here on the 510, I got to correct him. Floyd's dad did not train De La Hoya for the fight against his son, because I remember him going into the ring the day of the fight and said, blood is thicker than water. I still rock with Floyd Jr., even though we're not talking.
Floyd's dad got hands.
Who do you got tonight?
I'm going to go.
What's the number? Four and a half? Five?
Yeah. No, Chargers minus one and a half.
Chargers favored?
Yeah.
Favored.
How disrespectful
Holy
is that?
Don't be disrespectful.
I'm on the Raiders.
I'm rolling with Josh Jacobs, baby.
I'm on the Raiders.
Do we have to pick this game for the contest?
We just did. We're picking the Raiders.
Taking the Raiders since we didn't last week when I'm tuned.
Yeah, I know.
Just win, David.
We got to pick the Niners game. What
bang, bang, Niner game, -6.5.
You might be in the studio here soon, Steiny.
I'm sorry?
With 40 on this remix.
Yeah.
Twitter blowing up.
Bang, bang,
he's
Niner
gonna
gang.
He's
going
to get my
permission for that, isn't he?
Or might send you some chips.
Yeah, all right. Bang, bang, Niner gang. And good luck to the Raiders tonight against the Chargers. And we'll be back tomorrow. And hopefully you will, too.
He's got a big butt.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.